Om Shri Paramatmane Namah. Is it possible to achieve enlightenment without being celibate? I feel torn apart by this concept. Can you please help me in this? Yes, definitely I will help. Celibacy has a great role in our spiritual evolution. There should be no doubt about it. Self-discipline in relationships is a must. It must be there. It is for this reason that after thousands of years of experience, civilized humanity came to the conclusion that the right process of evolution is to channelize this inherent energy of sex and channelize in such a manner that ultimately it blossoms into pure love. And for that, the institution of marriage came into existence. So there may be marriage, there may be partnership, whatever the relationship may be there, discipline has got to be there, should be there. As regards the question, the total celibacy, there have been some people like that, maybe even now, even in the future. But one should remember, know that in their past lives, they might have led a life of sexual experience also. Then that phase was over. And then there was felt no need to have sexual relationship. Complete celibacy does not come all of a sudden. Step by step, step by step, one has to grow into it. This attraction between the two sexes is the most forceful thing in human life. Very forceful element. But dignity lies in controlling, in disciplining, in channelizing this energy. And for that, one has to go on making experiments with one's own body and mind, feelings, emotions. And step by step, go towards celibacy. This thing can be explained from many angles. Such questions sometimes can be discussed even for weeks together. They have in them a great science of human evolution. Though by remaining celibate, one cannot claim that I will achieve enlightenment as a matter of right. Nobody can claim. Enlightenment, ultimately, I am using the word ultimately, happens by God's mercy, compassion. But up to that point, one has to discipline oneself. Step by step. So in this way, celibacy is not only necessary, it is essential for spiritual growth. There are several dimensions to understand this point. From the Ayurvedic point of view, whatever we eat or drink, the food we take in, from that comes into existence in our body what is known as ras or fluid. Secretions happen. We eat something, some fruits or anything, and secretions happen. Ras. From that ras or juice, many times it is difficult to translate. But anyway, you will understand. Then the next stage is rakt or blood. Then the next stage from blood is flesh. Then the next stage is bone. Then the next stage is marrow in the bone. There may be some, firstly this, firstly that, I may not remember the order, sequence in one or two things, because these things came to me many, many years ago. Only when you ask certain questions, they come to the surface from the storehouse inside. So anyway, but these are the transformations of what we eat. And then the last physical transformation is the semen. In the males, and the semen exists in the female also in a different form. Semen in the males definitely, but in female also, energy, the last physical transformation of what we eat. Up to that stage, it is all chemical, biological, chemical transformation. And when this last physical stage of transformation comes, now a question arises, what happens after that? After this stage of semen, there are two channels. If the semen is sent out of the body through sexual intercourse, there is birth of a new being. A child comes into existence, pregnancy is there, like that. If the semen is controlled inside and not allowed to flow out, then finally there is rebirth of the individual, enlightenment, self-realization. But there is something more. When semen or energy is not allowed to dissipate into sexual intercourse, then something develops which is known as urge, which is not physical. The physical stage, last one, is the production of semen. If semen is discharged into intercourse, there is pregnancy, there is the birth of a new being. If semen is controlled, disciplined, with awareness, then urge happens in the life of that person. You might have seen that aura around the head of saints many times. In the pictures also, there is an aura given. Here, that, for example, Krishna and Radha having auras like. Oj. What is Oj? Oj is the inner spiritual strength which bursts out of the person through head, because brain cells are here and they are the controlling factor. And it is at the climax of Oj, it is difficult to translate Oj into English. A sattvic flow of energy which is not in a way physical. It is at the climax of Oj that enlightenment happens. Through God's grace, of course. So, celibacy you have to try, not only try, make the best efforts. This hanky-panky business will not go on like this. All this, it has got to be cut down. Step by step, reduce it. Then you have to evolve like that. An enlightened person is 100% salivate. Not even the thought can enter. There is no question. So the word in Sanskrit for that is brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is the word. Brahma, the final truth, divine. Charya, as he behaves. So the enlightened person behaves like God, like that. Something near about that I have tried to explain to you. I feel torn apart by this concept. Don't be afraid of it. You will remain the same. You will not be torn apart after some time. You have to change. There is no way out. If there is a partner, someday you have to tell him or her, look, enough. Now sit calmly and listen. Here is the path. I'm not asking for quarreling with the partner. Happily, nicely, let him also understand. So amicably, friendly, settle down the matter, settle, okay, it's enough, enough. You have seen so much. How long will you go on seeing all these plays, all these tricks and all those things? Celibacy in this way is a must. It can't be avoided. Even in married life, it makes no difference. Slowly and slowly try to convey to the person that he is a better thing, far better. These sensations of the senses and the body, they are nothing in that. You will have deeper love, great thing, deeper sweetness.